Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville's Smokin' Port Hope. With signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. A Michigan woman is awaiting a judge's decision on whether she'll face trial following her four-year-old son's death in late 2024. The child weighed only 10 pounds at the time of his passing. Authorities have charged the Bay City mother with murder and child abuse in connection with the baby's death. If convicted, she faces potential life sentence without parole eligibility. The preliminary hearing, which began this week, has been postponed until late April. The defendant is being held on $250,000 bond. The case centers on conflicting accounts of the child's medical care. Those supporting the mother say the boy had severe medical issues affecting his ability to eat and required a feeding tube. However, prosecutors point to medical documentation spanning several years showing healthcare providers warned that the mother's care decisions could lead to malnutrition without proper medical support. Prior to the child's death, the mother had sought public donations to cover medical expenses related to his health conditions. The judge will determine, after hearing all evidence, whether there's sufficient basis to proceed to trial. And due to the misuse of the Watertown Township dump by some, its use has been changed. The key to access the dump can only be signed out with the clerk on Tuesdays. Those who cannot do that on that day, the clerk can be emailed to make other arrangements. The dump is for the purpose of eliminating yard waste only, like grass, clippings, leaves, etc. Cement, big trees, or garbage are not allowed at the dump. The township has the right to refuse the release of the key at any time for any reason. The dump was established for Watertown Township residents, and its use is for residents in the township. When we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. A key part of the last meeting of the Sandusky City Council was receiving and approving requests to rent the Diamond Trail Park for a variety of events throughout the year. There was a request for the Hydro Walk event for September 19th. There was a request for the McKenzie 5K event on June 13th. And a request to rent the park for the So and Ho meeting on July 8th. There was a request from the Lakowski Hansen Long Group for Ameriprise Client Appreciation Day from July 24th to the 26th. And during the meeting, it was noted this winter has been a difficult one with sub-zero temperatures in the double digits. And so far, there have been 3 water main breaks. Also, it was agreed that the department heads will lend the second council meeting of each month. In addition, there will be a public hearing at 5:35 on Monday, February 16th, regarding the proposed 2026-27 budget in the council chambers at the municipal building at 26 West Speaker Street. Comments on the proposed budget can be sent to the same address. And that's been your local news, which you can get along with your weather, obituaries, school closings, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.